are. Romantic feelings may be acknowledged, but not submitted to. Reconciliation will require breaking off any romantic affair that may exist. James might say to Juanita, "Yes, I am seeing someone. I'm lonely. This person makes me feel better, but I will break it off if you are willing to help me restore our marriage." If, on the other hand, James's relationship with other women are simply friendships without romantic feelings or behavior, then he must communicate that clearly. He might say, "Juanita, I can understand how you might find it hard to believe that there's nobody else. I'll do everything I can to show you there's no one else. I know the day will come when you can believe me again." With those attitudes and actions, James demonstrates his seriousness about his efforts at reconciliation. The other person. Remember Allie and Zach at the beginning of this book? Allie discovered that after 3 years of marriage, Zach was seeing someone else, a woman he had met at a professional conference in the city. As soon as she discovered that, in her mind, the marriage was over. She demanded Zach leave. He did. Many separations have been precipitated because there was someone else involved. The marital relationship has not been wholesome for many weeks. There is no warmth, understanding, or togetherness. Remember, Allie had been feeling a distance from Zach for a while. In time, one partner meets someone else and falls in love, or at least has a strong physical-emotional attraction that leads to an affair, whether sexual or emotional. At some point, the individual decides to separate, perhaps with the idea that somewhere down the road, that new affair might lead to marriage. The husband or wife may or may not be aware of the other relationship. In some cases, the spouse will speak openly of the other person, and in others, the spouse is extremely secretive. In either case, such activity is counterproductive to reconciliation. The second guidepost is avoid or abandon any romantic relationship with another adult. An affair should never be an option. Do not misunderstand. I am deeply sympathetic with the dilemma an affair presents. You do not like the idea of divorce, but the affair may seem much more meaningful than your marriage. In just a few weeks or months, perhaps, you have come to love this person more than you love your mate. You are able to communicate with such freedom and understanding. It seems that you were meant for each other. How could it be wrong when it seems so right? You reason that God will forgive, and in time, everything will work out. It is true that God will forgive if we genuinely confess and repent of our sin. Repentance, however, means to turn from sin. God will not forgive while we continue to sin. Nor do